Elemental, South African rock group from the 80s, and Clowns. Before that, Aha, also from the 80s. Stay on these roads. The sun always shines on TV. It's 8 o'clock. It is news time. In your top stories, COPE leader passes away, the National Assembly approves a salary increase for the president, and GEMS requests an extension to respond to public servants' demands. The leader of the Congress of the People, COPE, Monsieur Lekota, has passed away. He was 77 at the time of his death. Lekota stepped back from active politics last year due to ill health. He formed COPE in 2008 after Jacob Zuma was elected leader of the ANC. He served time on Robben Island during the struggle against apartheid. South Africans have taken to social media to pay tribute to Lekota. The National Assembly has approved a 3.8% salary increase for President Ramaphosa. Members of Parliament debated the increase yesterday, with some arguing that the President should set an example and not accept the increase. Ramaphosa also approved a similar increase for Cabinet Ministers and Members of Parliament recently. The increase will take the President's salary to 3.4 million rand per year. President Ramaphosa says Durban is a tourism mecca of the country and aims to keep it that way. The president spoke at the unveiling of landmark statues honoring struggle stalwarts Nelson Mandela and Oliver Tambo. Ramaphosa also announced that Durban will host the 46th Ordinary Summit of Heads of State and Government of the Southern African Development Community. There are more than 3,000 schools that are in poor to very poor condition in South Africa. According to the Department of Basic Education, 220 schools in the Eastern Cape and 152 schools in Limpopo are in very poor condition and need major repairs. Another 2,544 schools in the Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, KwaZulu-Natal and Northwest are in poor condition. The department says these schools barely meet the required standards and need significant repairs. The Government Employees Medical Scheme, GEMS, has requested an extension to respond to trade union demands. Thousands of public servants marched to the scheme in Pretoria last month and handed over a memorandum of demands. GEMS was expected to respond in writing to these demands yesterday. The scheme has since requested to respond on Friday next week. Trade unions are unhappy about the contribution increases implemented in January for the scheme. The Federation of Unions of South Africa's Secretary General says they demand a response from GEMS by Friday. International news. The United States says more American soldiers could lose their lives in the conflict against Iran. The country has identified 4 of the first American soldiers who were killed in the conflict that started on Saturday. At least 6 American military deaths have been confirmed so far. Donald Trump has warned that more casualties can be expected as Iran retaliates against the USA and Israeli attacks. Financials, gold selling at $5,165.61 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $82.56, $1 $16.56, the British pound £22.08, and the euro £19.22. A Bitcoin is currently $67,638.87. And that's all for this bulletin. And that wraps up the Wild Coast Wake Up for today. Have a good day, a sunny Wednesday in Wild Coast country. Till tomorrow then, take it easy and have a safe day.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.